From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iranian missiles fly close to U.S. carrier. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of the American aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. The carrier was passing through international shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. There were several other vessels in the area. The officials called Iran's actions highly provocative. They said Iran's Navy gave a radio announcement less than an hour before firing the missiles, telling ships to steer clear of the area. Iraqi military officials say Sunni tribal fighters are helping hold territory in Ramadi. Small pockets of resistance remain in the city after Iraqi forces recaptured the main government complex. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic Wednesday.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president. So we need changes in our country.
Long lines of voters turned out in the capital, Bangui. Although some polling stations opened late, there were no reported violence or major irregularities. Brussels mayor has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration because of a terrorism threat. Mayor Even Meyer said, according to a crisis center analysis, it would not be possible to screen the tens of thousands of people who were expected to turn out. Belgian police arrested two people earlier this week suspected of plotting a New Year's Eve terrorist attack. Turkey has detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning New Year's attacks. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than a million refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea this year, with 80% of this record number landing in Greece. The latest figures were released Wednesday. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Refugee Agency says refugees fleeing war and persecution are paying a heavy price in their desperation to find a safe haven. It reports 3,735 people have lost their lives this year, making the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing. This translates to an average of 10 deaths or missing persons every day. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The agency said about half of those refugees are fleeing from Syria. Another 21% come from Afghanistan. U.S. comedian and actor Bill Cosby appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom Wednesday to be arraigned on criminal charges stemming from the alleged sexual assault of a woman in 2004. Prosecutors in Montgomery County announced Wednesday that Cosby is being charged with aggravated indecent assault.
These charges stem from a sexual assault that took place on an evening in early 2004 at Mr. Cosby's home in Cheltenham Township, Montgomery County. Mr. Cosby is charged with aggravated indecent assault. This is a felony of the first degree.
If found guilty, Mr. Cosby could face up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. A U.S. newspaper is reporting that the United States spied on the communications of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Wall Street Journal reported that the White House decided to secretly keep certain allies under close watch, with Mr. Netanyahu topping the list. President Barack Obama promised 2 years ago to curtail eavesdropping on friendly heads of state. The African Union has threatened to place sanctions on Burundi's political factions if they fail to attend peace talks next month. The AU is pushing all sides to resolve their differences and avert violence. Representatives of the government and the political opposition are slated to meet January 6th in Arusha, Tanzania. NASA says the United States could soon feel the possible effects of the weather phenomenon known as El Niño. The U.S. Space Agency is warning this year's El Niño could be as powerful as the one in 1997 and 98, which led to intense ice storms and flooding across the country. A new Associated Press NORC opinion poll suggests that Americans place a somewhat higher priority on protecting the rights of Christians than those of other religious groups. 82% of respondents said it was extremely or very important that Christians be allowed to practice their religion freely. When asked the same question about Jews, the figure dropped to 72%. Asked about Mormons, it was 67%. And about Muslims, the figure plunged to 61%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.